Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The show?
Once you've been on once, you're a friend of the show as long as we're sucking up.
That's true.
And we are.
Of course we are. Only because he was probably one of my favorite special teams players when he played for the Browns. Is that good enough for you?
Yes.
All right, let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. And we bring in Bill Cowher, former coach of the Steelers and mythical native of Strongsville these days. Hi, Coach. How are you?
How's my friends doing?
They're good. Bill. How's your fake house in Strongsville today?
I don't know. I haven't checked on it. Did somebody cut the grass? I don't know.
There's the line of the week.
All right, Coach. We're trying to figure out what's wrong with the Browns and how to fix it. Let me start here. If Baker Mayfield was playing for you, what advice would you have for him? What do you see out of him that could change his whole life for the last 8 weeks of the season?
Well, let me just say this. I think Baker sometimes tries to do so much, and I think consequently it just, you know, he's getting away from, you know, some of the basic things that he needs just to do. And I think when you look at right now with Freddie and him, just to sit down, I thought they came off their best game last week, to be quite honest with you. And I thought, you know, he didn't force anything. He didn't see it. He's not seeing things as well as I would see it. But, you know, I'm not coaching them. But they did not turn the football over. The inability to score in the red zone. They moved the ball down there against a pretty good defense. They just weren't able to finish drives. Okay, and I thought, you know, when you looked at that, then all of a sudden on the defensive side, when you need to have a good performance, they gave up a couple of big plays. And so it was probably, in my opinion, I thought they took a step forward last week. And even though it was in a loss, sometimes you can walk away from a loss and say, okay, we can actually pinpoint where we are. I would quit worrying about individuals right now if I'm Freddie Kitchens. I don't want to hear about touches. I don't want to hear about anybody individually. I want to talk about us as a football team and talk about collectively how we want to do things. And to hold people accountable for their play, and you know, and that starts with Baker looking in the mirror first. And you're the quarterback. We know what you can do. And I think right now for Freddie, I would dial it back a little bit. Keep this thing simple. Keep it simple for him. Get him a little package of stuff that he feels comfortable with, and let him go out there and just be, you know, sometimes doing less is more. And I think that's where I would go right now with him.
Bill, when you look at what's going on with this team, I've been excited because Kareem Hunt's coming back this week. And then I temper that with, well, wait a minute. If they couldn't really incorporate Odell Beckham and get the most out of him, how are they going to incorporate Kareem while still trying to incorporate Odell? Am I overthinking that, or does that immediately make the team better?
I think therein lies the problem, because we keep talking about trying to make people happy. I don't care about people. I don't care if OBJ is not getting his touches. And I'll say this about Odell Beckham. That guy, well, he blocks too. That guy plays hard. But I wouldn't worry about getting touches. Let's let the game unfold the way it needs to unfold. Maybe we need to run the ball a little bit more. Maybe Kareem becomes that third down back that you have, and he sits there and comes in there with Nick Chubb. You've got two good running backs. That will take the pressure off the offensive line. That will take the pressure off of Baker Mayfield. Commit yourself to running the football a little bit more. That may make your defense a little bit tougher as well. So I would go back and bring some toughness to this football team and quit worrying about touches and quit worrying about making people happy. Those days are gone from my standpoint. What makes us happy is winning football games. And that's going to mean people being more unselfish than being selfish. And that means sacrifices got to be made everywhere along the line.
Bill, is that – I mean, I can understand you saying that because that's kind of the way you played. But is there a transition from understanding that now you're the head coach to implementing what you just said? I mean, how long does it actually take to realize I am the head coach, what I'm saying goes, and we have got to make this work, and it better be my way to make things happen?
And you know what? At some point, that's part of the growth. That's what Freddie's going through. Let's give him a chance. I mean, he's tried to temper the expectations in Cleveland. I watched him. I'm watching him very, very closely. Sometimes I do think he's trying to defend too many times his players. Just quit talking about players. Let's talk about units. Let's talk about offensively and defensively. Let's not single out anybody. Quit worrying about making people happy. You've got some guys who are very proud. They want to win. OBJ, he'll sacrifice the catches if you win. Trust me. He's a good football player. He plays hard. And the biggest thing you got to do right now is find a ways to finish in drives, not turn the football over, and let's shore up that defense. Let's make that – people should be able to run the football. With that people that are on that field right now, let's get that taken care of too. So let's go back to simplicity. How about running the football, stopping a run, and then all of a sudden let everything else take care of itself from there. We'll grow from there. And for Freddie, it's about growth too. He's never been head coach before. But let's give him a chance. Let's support him, and he'll figure this out. He'll adapt, and he'll adjust. And obviously, it's a big game because this is just a pretty good Buffalo team that's coming into Cleveland.
How long did it take you to figure that out?
I couldn't sit here and say there was a certain time. I think the growth just comes with each game. Again, it comes with each experience you go through. You know, you go through losing streaks, you go through winning streaks. You know, obviously, how you handle losing right now, adversity becomes very reflective. You know, it reveals character. It doesn't build it, but it reveals it. And then all of a sudden you start winning. Can you handle success? You got to kind of temper that as well. So, you know, not getting too high with the highs, not getting too low with the lows, having the proper perspective, pushing the right buttons, holding people accountable, and again, is the biggest key, I think, to being successful as a head coach. And that does take time. It's about surrounding yourself with the right people, being able to delegate properly. But at the same time, having a pulse on everything that's being done, not just offensively, but defensively. He may have to go into the defensive side of the ball and talk to those guys about it too. So, again, it encompasses a lot. It really, really does. And I think, again, with each week, growth will continue to come, just like for players, it should continue to come. As you get to know a system or head coach, it continues to come as you understand the responsibilities.
Bill Cowher joining us from CBS Sports, of course, former Brown, former Steelers head coach. Bill, I think most folks in Cleveland were pretty pumped up when Greedy Williams was drafted pretty high to go along with Denzel Ward, who was a first-round pick last year, two young corners. You know how important corners are in the NFL. They were out with hamstring issues. There's been a learning curve here. How difficult is it to come in as a young guy and play corner in the NFL?
Well, it really is. I mean, I think the biggest thing is you realize is, you know, every week – is there's quality players across from you, and then every week is just, you know, it's a grind. These are good teams, and it's a little bit different approach you have each week, you know. And you know, you're going up against a team this week, it's going to come in, and you're going to have to do some tackling. You know, you're going to have to tackle, and it's not always going to be about covering, and you know, and depends on who you play. You go against the Baltimore Ravens, and it's going to be another amazing different type of offense. So but I think, again, the same thing with players. I think the more you're out there, if you can stay out there week to week, you get a feel for the speed of the game. You get a feel for the adjustments in the game. And I think that's the biggest thing that you do for me as corner. How are they calling this game? You know, what do I need to do? And, you know, is this a guy I want to play bump and run with? Is this a guy I want to play off coverage with? You know, and getting to know your craft is by studying film, studying tendencies. And it's not one of those things you can just go out there and use your athletic ability. The great ones, I coach some really good corners, Rod Woodson being one of the best, is these guys were in there early in the morning studying tape. They're studying tendencies, little competitive things that they can catch, whether it's a footwork, it's a stance that they're in, it's a split that they take. These are the things that make you very good at your craft, particularly if you're playing in the secondary. It's a position that, you know, one step can make a difference between breaking a pass up or having to make the tackle. And so, you know, again, he'll learn that if he's in there, and for both those guys, for Denzel as well. These are two young guys that experience will mean everything to them.
Coach, what are your thoughts on the Buffalo Bills as the Browns get set to play them on Sunday?
I think their defense is very solid. I think that they're a team that does not give up big plays. They play hard. I think Sean McDermott does a great job up there with them offensively. I think they want to run the ball. You got, Josh Allen's a guy that is very mobile outside the pocket. You know, and they're going to play a lot of close games. They're not going to be in high-scoring games, but they're a team that you got to be very patient against. If I'm going up there right now, if I'm talking to Baker Mayfield, just take what they give you. Let's be patient in this game. The big plays will come when you have opportunities for it, but don't force it. And because this is a team that'll make you pay, they'll take the ball away. So, you know, just know what you're walking into. And defensively, they're not going to be very complicated. You know, they're a team that's pretty basic, and they kind of make you beat yourself. They're not going to beat themselves. And that's the kind of game you're getting ready to play. You're playing at home, and it's a big game. And listen, you like to think that, you know, home field means something, particularly when you're playing in Cleveland. We used to be up there, and it was a dog pound. You know, we didn't lose at home. And so that's the message this week. Let's not beat ourselves with penalties. Let's not beat ourselves by turning the ball over. Let's make them beat us, and let's just go man-to-man, hold everybody accountable, and let's see where the process takes us.
Bill, has it surprised you that the Browns are sitting here at 2-6 right now and have had the issues that they've had, or have things just not gone their way after playing some pretty good games against some good teams in the Rams and the Seahawks and even the New England Patriots?
Yeah, I think the expectation was very, very high to begin with. And I think that there's going to be growth coming. There's a lot of talent on that team. I think the offensive line is an area that can, you know, get stronger, but I think that they have not played that poorly. They are what they are. And I think, again, the biggest thing you want to do is accentuate your strengths and mask your weaknesses at this point in the season. So, again, when you look at it, they're 2-6. You can't control the first half of the season, but you can control the second half of the season. And I think the biggest thing is just continue to get better each week. And it starts with this game against Buffalo, which will be a tough opponent. So, you know, I think to get too reflective right now is really the biggest thing to do is their growth. And I did see them, in my opinion, play their best game of the season, even though they lost, the most complete game of the season, I would say, particularly given the previous 2 or 3 weeks against the Denver Broncos. And again, they didn't turn the football over. They weren't able to finish drives, but they were able to move the football. Again, the disappointing thing to me was a lot of the big plays they gave up on the defensive side of the ball.
All right, one last big picture NFL question for you. No matter what the Chargers are saying this week, what are your thoughts on having a team in London? Is that a possibility? I just look at the logistics of it, and it seems to me as a coach it would be a nightmare. But yeah, just your thoughts on the thought of having a team or maybe a couple teams in London.
I don't think being based there is a way to go. I think the people in London love the game of football. I don't think that they're associated with any one team. As you see all the different jerseys, I think that if you're going to expand the season, I think you could probably put more games over there. Make everybody, you know, through the course of this, if you're going to add another game to the regular season, make it be a game that's over in England. You know, figure out a way to get every team over there at some point through the course of 3 or 4 years. And I think that would be awesome. But I don't think to have a team based there, I don't think is practical or even logistically could be done.
All right, Coach, we always appreciate it. By the way, I did get a message from your homeowners association in Strongsville, and they said the weeds are too high around the meter. So if you don't take care of those today, you're in big trouble.
My bad. Tell them I'll get on it right away. Sorry about that.
All right, we'll see you in Strongsville. Thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Bill.
Bill Cowher, nice enough to join us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And, of course, the former Steelers head coach, Bill Cowher, has joined us. And it was spent a lot of time at CBS Sports since 2007. He can also be seen on the NFL Today on CBS with James Brown, Boomer Esiason, who's also a friend of the show, Phil Simms, and Nate Burleson, the former Brown, starting at 12 p.m. on Sunday. So always appreciate his time, always has good perspective and a little bit of optimism after last week's game. Probably the most optimism I've heard about the Broncos game all week coming from Bill Cowher. I still want to dig.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.